T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And joining us now is a Hall of Fame voter, president of the Pro Football Writers of America. You can read her at profootballtalk.com. And she's a fired up Aggie these days. Shireen Williams here with you on The Fan. Good afternoon, Shireen. How the heck are you?
Well, I'm always good when I'm on with you guys. You guys are great to me, so appreciate you having me on.
I love it. You're doing an outstanding job, as always. 30 years covering the sport. Shireen, you caught my eye when you reported last week that the Cowboys want a middle linebacker, and if they make a trade, it'll be for one. What else can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, that's what I heard, is that's really the position they want to shore up. They just don't feel like their play there has been good enough. And if you watch their games, I think every fan would agree with this, whether you understand football or not. It just hasn't been up to par. So that's the spot they want to get better at. And, you know, whether they'll be able to pull that off or not, I mean, I heard, you know, Jerry this morning on your show, and, you know, I don't know if they'll be able to pull it off. It's the problem with the trade deadline as it is right now. They've moved it back. They moved it back last year. I still think they need to move it back farther. But if you just start looking at the standings, there's just not a lot of teams that really feel like they're out of it right now. So I don't know how many sellers there are going to be, and there's going to be a ton of buyers. So it may cost way more than you want to pay. And that may be why Jerry said there's nothing on the table right now. But, you know, you look at a guy like Logan Wilson with the Bengals, who was benched and probably wants out of Cincinnati, I would imagine. And that might be a guy who would be looking to – the team would be looking to move. And so there are going to be players out there like him, other players at that position that they have a chance to trade for. And, you know, they have a ton of needs on defense. But I think if they're going to make a trade, I think that's the position they're keyed in on to shore up that position in particular. You know, if they don't get a middle linebacker, maybe it's a safety, maybe it's an edge rusher. I just think they have to pay too much for an edge rusher. They traded off one of the best in the league, and it's just going to cost you too much to try to get an edge rusher.
How much more do you think will become available over the next 7 days?
Well, that's the thing. A lot depends again on this weekend, but there's just so many teams right there in the middle who still feel like they're in it. And I'm sure the Cowboys still feel like they're in it despite their record. Whether we think they are or aren't, I think most of us would agree that they're not really in it. They're not going to, you know, even if they get to the playoffs, what are they going to do in the playoffs? I don't think any of us expect anything from them in the postseason, but they still feel like they're in it. And so we could see them as potential buyers in this market. I just think there's a lot of teams like that that have losing records who are going to be looking to buy, way more buyers than sellers. So there's just not going to be, I think, a lot of players on this market. I think we're going to see, you know, used to we saw no trades. We're going to see some trades. We already saw one yesterday with Roger McCreary going to the Rams from the Titans. We're going to see some teams like the Titans, who are definitely out of it, that are looking to 2026. The Giants may move some people. You want to look at guys on the last year of their contracts. That's the guys that teams want to move. That last year of the contract, they're not going anywhere this year. They can use those picks. if they can get more than they would get in a compensatory pick. That's the guys you're looking at. But I don't think there's going to be as many trades as we've seen over the past couple years.
Could the Cowboys in any way end up deciding maybe we should be sellers and try and hoard more draft picks if we can?
I think they probably should be. I don't think they will be. I think, you know, Pickens is the obvious one that, you know, maybe you can get more than you would get in compensatory picks coming back to you. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Would anybody give him a two? I don't know. I certainly would make some calls and ask for wide receiver needy teams. You know, would you be willing to part with the two? And I'd make that trade if I were them, but I don't see them doing that. And I hope they have a plan if they're not going to trade him now, not going to look to trade him now, I hope they have a plan in place about what they're going to do with him. I hope they don't let him walk away, whether it's to franchise tag him and trade him, or franchise tag and let him play on that, which he's probably not going to do, sign him to a long-term deal. Whatever that plan is, I hope they have a plan for him beyond just letting the season play out and then kind of sort of maybe negotiating at that point. So hopefully they do have a plan for George Pickens. If they don't, I'm calling around and making some calls about what I can get for him now.
Shireen, I know it's early, but do you envision a world where Eberflus is back as the D coordinator for next year?
The only reason I pause and say, yes, it's possible, is when's the last time we saw Jerry fire a coach? He doesn't like paying off contracts. I mean, that's just the bottom line. He doesn't like paying them off, and that's what you would have to do to Eberflus. Now, he might do it if he didn't have to pay another one, if you're just getting somebody on staff to do it, if that would be the possibility. He's definitely not doing it this season. I would be stunned if he does it this season. I mean, the last time I can remember, Wade Phillips, his last coach, assistant, anything else that I can remember him firing midseason. It just doesn't happen with Jerry. He just doesn't like doing that. And he wants these coaches on short-term contracts for this reason, so he doesn't have to pay them off when he's ready to get rid of them. So should they? Probably. It's not his fault. They traded one of the best pass rushers in the league the week before the season started, but he hasn't done a real great job, frankly, with the talent that he's had. And he's had plenty of time to adjust. You know, I saw Bobby Belt tweet this. Yes, they played a lot more man, but it all came in the fourth quarter after the game was decided. They didn't play much man in the first three quarters. So not playing man, which they did a lot under Dan Quinn. I think they were second in the league in man coverage under Dan Quinn the years that he was there. And they haven't done that. And that's one thing. They haven't blitzed. You know, there's certain things you can do to help your defense, and I just haven't seen that. So I guess I'm pausing here only because we don't see him change coaches. But I would have to think that they've got to make some kind of move just because they're so bad. They're 31st in points and 31st in yards. The only reason they're 31st and not 32nd is the Bengals are even worse. So that tells you right where they are defensively. So I think they've got to get a different defensive coordinator next year. I just don't know who that might be, and I don't look for Jerry to spend big money on that.
Shireen, you know, and I totally understand what you're saying there, but then the argument that I would make to you is that would be my fourth one in 4 years. That would be, and I think what we've talked about, and I know you listen to us every once in a while when you can, that the discussions that we've had is that, A, the coaches are so involved in picking the players here.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, the thing, I think the front office made a mistake in hiring Eberflus in this way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Because they didn't do their due diligence in finding out, hey, this guy best fits our scheme if we bring him in.
No question. And I know you've tweeted about that, Brian, and it's a great point. You can't continually change coordinators and expect to be successful on whatever side of the ball that is. And I was just on a Nashville station yesterday, and it's the same thing with them.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing Cam Ward a disservice because they're going to now change coaches and change systems and change playmate, you know, all of that. The guy who's calling the plays, all of that's going to change for him. And it's the same thing with this defense. There's just been too much change with the Cowboys defense and not getting the players that fit that coordinator system since Quinn left. And so, I can see him coming back as the coordinator simply for that reason, that they haven't really given these coordinators a fair shot to get the players in that they need to fit their system. Now, he did do some of that. He's the guy who wanted Jack Sanborn, for instance, to come in.
Yeah.
But not enough. And to your point, Brian, it takes more than a year, especially the way the Cowboys use free agency.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be something that happens in the first year. Like,
this
is going to take multiple years for a coordinator to get the players in his system that he really wants in his system.
To that point, that is the track record of the Cowboys. I guess maybe once every decade or decade and a half, they change something up, whether it's Will McClay or Bill Parcells. Do you think back-to-back losing seasons with a bare cupboard on defense could prompt them to make a rare adjustment in their front office playbook?
I don't see that happening. I really don't. I think they'll do what they've done and continue to do what they've done in that fashion. I'm with Brian. I know he tweeted this the other day. I think Will McClay is great. I would like to see him go get his own team and be able to call all the shots and see what he could do. I think he'd be very good at it. And I'd like to see him do that somewhere. And I hope he does at some point, just so we can see it and see how good he is. But I'm with Brian on that one, that would be something I'd like to see him do. Do I think he's going to do that? I don't know. He's had chances in the past and hasn't done it. But I don't think they're going to make any changes in the front office. I really don't.
What do you think about this Trayvon Diggs situation? Do you think they would like to trade him? And how crazy do you think the details are going to be on how he got the at-home concussion?
I think they would probably like to trade him, but what are you going to get for him? I mean, who's with that contract? He's on injured reserve, so you're not going to have him for a few weeks. You don't know how that knee is. You know, his hamstring was a little bit jacked up. I don't know that you're going to find anybody who's going to want to trade for him. So when Jerry says, I don't think he's played his last game here, I think that's why. Because if he plays for anybody this year, I really think it's going to be for the Cowboys. And I don't know that he will. I don't know that he's coming back this year. It for something like he went through, and that was in January that he had that surgery, it generally takes a year to come back and be fully recovered from that. And kudos to him for coming back when he did and working as hard as he did to get back. But it's obvious that it's not right and he needs more time, and that's probably all he needs is more time. But I don't even know that it'll be 5 weeks if that's enough time to see the Trayvon Diggs that we've seen in the past. And maybe it never comes back. Who knows? But because of all those questions, I just don't think, and the contract, I don't think you're going to see him go anywhere. If he plays again, I think he'll play for the Cowboys. And I think it's going to be a wild story. You know, you hear rumors. you don't know if they're true or not, but I think it's going to be a crazy story. Cause just the way we've seen it play out with nobody wanting to talk about it at all.
Mm-hmm. It's Serena Williams, Mother Football, with us here on 105.3 The Fan. What do you think about the Cowboys kind of overvaluing their own talent compared to the rest of the league?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think we've seen it in some of these big contracts that they've given to players that they shouldn't have given. And it's come back to bite them, and it's come back to bite them in a big way, you know, in the fact that, you know, they've had to let some other – I was the biggest Dorrance Armstrong fan ever, but he's a guy that, you know, they couldn't afford to keep. And unfortunately, you know, they kept some other different players that, you know, if you don't give them some extensions that they shouldn't have had, then, you know, Dorrance probably would have been one you would have kept. And there's so many other players we can talk about. We saw it in the playoffs last year with a bunch of these guys really making plays who they let walk. Jordan Lewis is another one. I mean, who wouldn't want to see Jordan Lewis on the Cowboys right now? I think their defense would be better if you had Jordan Lewis on this defense. And they've let a ton of those guys walk away simply because they've given some bad contracts, in my opinion, to some players that maybe they shouldn't have. So it's a reason that they're in the spot that they're in right now on defense, or part of the reason. I mean, we've laid out multiple reasons that it's happened, changing coordinators that often and not getting the personnel to fit the scheme that the coordinator wants is another big one, like Brian has pointed out. So there's just so many problems right now. I don't know how long it's going to take you to fix this defense. Even I don't know if one offseason is going to do it.
How have the Cowboys lost 7 of 8 against Arizona? This is one of the most frustrating series, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's not like Arizona's had good teams in that span. I mean, we're all there when, you know, the game that Gallup tore his ACL. And you thought the Cowboys were definitely the better team. And you thought they were going to win that one. And they lost that one. There have just been so many games like that. It's befuddling how they've lost to the Cardinals this many times in a row. And them not being a good team. And Kyler Murray plays great at AT&T Stadium. There's no question about that. He's never lost there. And the Cowboys should win this game again, but will they? Who knows? I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if they lose to the Cardinals, but it's a game they should win, just like I think they should have beaten the Bears and they should have beaten the Panthers. And if you just think about those two games, if they could just pull out those two games, who I think the Cowboys probably are a better team than both of those. Maybe not the Bears, you can argue, but probably should have won both of those games. You know, that they are right in the thick of things if they had won those two games.
5-2-1 would be looking mighty good right now. Shireen, thank you so much for your insights and perspective once again, and enjoy week 9. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, guys.
There she goes, Shireen Williams, Hall of Fame voter, president, Pro Football Writers of America. You can read her stuff, profootballtalk.com. Yeah, maybe the wildest home injury story since Derek Holland and the boxer. Yeah. Was that dog's name Wrigley? Tripping him? Or was he playing hockey? Was he playing pickup hockey? Uh-huh. Or did the dog knock him down the stairs? I think probably a pick swap for Trayvon Diggs is the best you could get right now because of the team assuming all of that money. Like, they're actually doing you a huge favor. Yeah. You're getting the cap space.
Right.
It's just a technicality of a seventh round pick swap.
And I would do that. I'm freeing up some space, I absolutely would. I think right now you just need to, I think for both those sides, a clean slate. Now, I did think Jesse made an interesting point, Jesse Holly, about there's a lot of cornerback needy teams out there. And you see some of the corners that are starting for teams. Maybe there is a team that's like, hey, I'll bring Diggs in. I mean, I still would ask Chicago because of the Al Harris connection. And then maybe even Washington if you want to move within your own division.
Sure.
Seattle with Aiden Durdee and a couple others that used to be with Diggs on the staff. I'd still call teams that have familiarity with him. But at this point, I'm trying to just move on it anyway.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.